Good morning, friends. This is Doug Fletcher coming to you live this May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I hope you all are doing well. You may have noticed I've taken a couple of months off from posting my excerpts to my new book, How to Win Client Business. And the reason for that is I have recently moved from Montana down to New Mexico. And for anyone that has recently moved, it is a significant time commitment. And so thanks for your patience. We're getting things kicked off again today with chapter 18, Conversation Skills for Introverts and the Rest of Us Too, Using Small Talk to Find Common Ground. We're into the final stretch of the book. There's 26 chapters in the book, so we've got roughly 8 chapters to go. And I hope you're enjoying it. Let's get started. People feel comfortable being around people with whom they have things in common. Remember the playground idea I shared earlier? Kids tend to hang out with kids who enjoy the same activities as they do. This analogy applies to finding common ground with people in business. Donald Miller discusses the importance of common ground in his New York Times bestselling book, Building a Story Brand. Customers look for brands they have something in common with. The human brain likes to conserve calories. And so when a customer realizes they have a lot in common with the brand, they fill in the unknown nuances with trust. Essentially, the customer batches their thinking, meaning they're thinking in chunks rather than details. Commonality, whether taste in music or shared values, is a powerful marketing tool. Miller's insight applies to our personal brands as well. This is why so-called small talk is so important. The seemingly irrelevant chit-chat that often begins a business conversation. Small talk creates an opportunity to find common ground and to begin to get to know another person on a more personal level. In many parts of the US and the world, it's perceived as rude to get right down to business. The length of small talk varies from region to region. In some parts of the world, small talk may go on for hours or even days. In the southern US, small talk may last 15 minutes. In New York, maybe 5. I have come to realize there is significant relationship building value in small talk. It's important to be sensitive to cultural norms, but the benefit that it provides can be significant. One of Frank Bush's relationship tips was to know the people you're calling on and find a way to connect with them personally. Connecting on a personal level is finding common ground. When we find that we have things in common with someone, we begin to connect on a more human level, and the early glimpses of trust begin to emerge. As humans, we tend to trust people more when we have things in common. Many of us in professional services tend to be more introverted. Some of us reluctantly admit that talking with new people is challenging. And while we don't have to be the next Oprah Winfrey or Stephen Colbert, I do think there is value in learning to find common ground with others through small talk. Perhaps the best news for us introverts is that good listeners are often the best conversationalists. Adam Grant, Wharton professor and author of Give and Take, offers this point from his research. The most successful relationship builders frequently ask thoughtful questions and listen with remarkable patience. This is a skill that lends itself well to introverts. Small talk often also lends itself to those who are naturally curious. Curiosity about new things leads to learning and listening. Murray Joslin, Senior Vice President at Integrion, shared that, "We have found over the years that innate curiosity is one of the keys to business development success. Curious people want to learn and listen, skills that lead to success in building relationships." Amy Cuddy, the Harvard psychologist we met earlier, studied the role of listening and how others perceive us. Her research led to an interesting finding she refers to as the paradox of listening. Rather than speaking, asserting, and knowing, we become more powerful when we stop talking, stop preaching, and listen. According to Cuddy, here's what happens. People can trust you. You begin to see other people as individuals and maybe even allies. You acquire useful information. You develop solutions that other people are willing to accept and even adopt. When people feel heard, they are more willing to listen. There are infinite number of ways to find common ground with other people. Current events, sports, hobbies, schools and colleges, regional culture, kids, employers, and travel, just to name a few. With social media, we can quickly learn a lot about people. We can see the cities where people live, what they do professionally, who they work for, where they went to college, and often what their hobbies are. In a few minutes before a phone call or a meeting, we will discover numerous ways to find common ground with a new friend or colleague. We can also learn more about someone through a mutual acquaintance, hence the power of our professional ecosystem. We might say to a colleague, "Hey, I'm meeting with your friend Tamara later today. What can you tell me about her?" Doing research on a person's background is a form of listening. And like listening, researching a person's background shows that we care about them. When we show up already knowing a few things about the other person, it signals that we want to know more about them. When we take an interest in another person, it makes them feel good about themselves, and it makes us more likable, not in a phony kind of way, but in a sincere, empathetic way. It provides opportunities for finding a common connection. Well, there you are, folks. There's today's excerpt from chapter 18 from my new book, How to Win Client Business. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care.